On July 6, 2020, David Mallett, my husband of 43 years, arrived in Bundaberg for work approximately 7 p.m. I rang him around 7:20 to have our usual phone chat when he was away for work. David was just putting his gear in the room. I heard him then lock the door of his motel room and begin to walk toward town to pick up the meal he had ordered from the tavern while our conversation continued. We shared our usual how was your day, which led us to chat about business and work as was normal. I then asked him about the weather in Bundaberg as it was very cold here at home. I live on the Sunshine Coast. Before he finished telling me about the weather in Bundaberg, he suddenly said, "Oh no." The word "no" faded into a lot of noise and then the phone cut out. I tried to call him straight back. The phone rang, but there was no answer. That split second, the noise ceased and the phone cut out was the moment my heart skipped a beat and I was suddenly cold as ice, my heart beating through my chest like a pounding hammer against a nail. I struggled to stay focused, coherent, clear-headed. I was trembling and shaking so fiercely I could barely walk and struggled to make a call to family for help as I could not steady my hands. What had just happened? Whatever had happened wasn't good. I knew it. I felt it. I was verbally repeating and praying out loud, saying over and over, "God, no, 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 please, no." The most painful thing I have ever done in my life was to tell our precious girls, I have three daughters, that their daddy didn't make it. Their screams of anguish, the tears and sobs of that moment will haunt me forever. That offender stole from us our loyal, loving, forever smiling husband, Daddy Poppy, and master to his puppy Truman. I never had time to say goodbye. I never had time to say I love you. That privilege was stolen from me forever.